During this 1 month Satipatthana meditation retreat, Saraji plans to explain the facts, what is Satipatthana from the very basic, so that yogis will understand the qualities, the benefits of Satipatthana practice. Whether the yogi is a beginner or whether the yogi has practiced for some time, by hearing the benefits of Satipatthana practice, they will understand the benefits and it will be encouraging for them in the practice. That's why, in order to encourage the yogis, Saraji will explain the 7 benefits of Satipatthana practice. There are 7 benefits of practicing Satipatthana meditation. The first one is purification of the mind, removing the defilements such as greed, anger, aversion, delusion, as well as extreme form of defilements that are gross, such as selfishness, visama loba, the greed that is unfair and just, hatred, grudge, cruelty, and unruliness. Such kind of defilements are removed and one purifies the mind. And Satipatthana meditation is one and only sure way to purify the mind. Ekayano ayam bhikkhave maggo sattana visuddhiya jadidan cattaro Satipatthana. In order to purify, in order to remove the defilements, raga, dosa, moha, lust, anger, delusion. In other words, in order to remove all the defilements and to become an arahat, Satipatthana meditation is one and only sure way. Jadidan cattaro Satipatthana, there are 4 kinds of Satipatthana. The observation on the kaya, the body, vedana, feelings and sensations, citta, the mind, and dhamma, the general objects. So one should practice the 4 kinds of Satipatthana, which is one and only sure way in order to purify oneself. A person who likes to stay in good hygiene will not feel good if the surrounding or the clothes are dirty. And when the surrounding clothes, things are clean, one will feel better. Practicing Satipatthana meditation is to keep the inside clean, especially in order to cleanse the mind away from defilements. One has to practice Satipatthana meditation. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, the defilements such as greed, lust, anger, hatred, cruelty, delusion, such defilements will be removed. If the person is not free from these defilements, the person himself, herself, is polluted, committing wrongdoings, and thus the person is also hurting others. In order to fulfill the wish of those who want to purify themselves, Buddha taught the four kinds of Satipatthana meditation, which is one and only sure way to purify. The one who wants to purify oneself needs to practice the four kinds of Satipatthana meditation. One should be mindful of every bodily action. One should be mindful of feelings and sensations. And whenever there are thoughts, imaginations, one should be mindful of them. And one should be mindful of general activities. It means that apart from sleeping hours, apart from the time that the person is fast asleep, one should be mindful. One should be mindful whenever, whatever posture, whatever major postures that the person is in, walking, standing, sitting, lying, and also in minor postures such as bending, stretching, and so on. And one should be mindful in every posture. By noting whatever object is arising at the present moment, one will be purifying oneself. And Buddha taught this way in order to fulfill the wish of those who want to purify themselves. By purifying the mind, by becoming an arahat, then nothing else more is needed. In order to know other benefits, Buddha also said, Soka Pridevana Samadhikamaya, meaning that by practicing Satipatthana meditation, one can overcome sorrow and lamentation. Grief, sorrow arises so long as the person has not removed dosa, anger. When one encounters the loss of family members or loss of property, or if job is not satisfactory, if the work does not happen according to one's wishes, there will be sorrow and grief, and it will even bring tears. There will be parideva, lamentation. Buddha guaranteed that practicing Satipatthana meditation is the sure way to overcome sorrow and lamentation. The sorrow and lamentation that comes up in the human society can be overcome through the practice of Satipatthana meditation. By coming across the kind of situation that lead to sorrow and lamentation, in order to have the spiritual resistance, in order to withstand these bad conditions, in order to be free from sorrow and lamentation, one should practice Satipatthana meditation. So the question comes, what path should the person follow in order to overcome sorrow? The answer will be Satipatthana meditation. What path should one follow in order to overcome lamentation? And the answer is Satipatthana meditation. Satipatthana meditation is one and only sure way to overcome sorrow and lamentation and so on. But the Westerners may not like it if it is said Satipatthana meditation is one and only way. In fact, Satipatthana meditation is the sure way to overcome sorrow and lamentation. There is no other way. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, overcoming of sorrow and lamentation is also guaranteed. By following the path of Satipatthana meditation, one is sure to get these benefits. If the person's mind has not been purified to the topmost level, then one will not overcome sorrow or lamentation. Sorrow, lamentation still arise when the mind has not totally been purified yet. And another benefit of Satipatthana practice is Dukkha Domanasana Attangamaya, overcoming physical suffering and mental distress. Dukkha is the physical suffering. The discomfort is dukkha. For example, when the weather is cold, and if the person is without any warm clothes on, there will be physical suffering. Physical suffering may also lead to mental distress. And when there is hunger, there is physical suffering. When one is food poisoned, there is suffering. When there is work, when there is a work that leads to exhaustion, there is also physical suffering. There is no end to these suffering, and people are afraid of these suffering. Buddha guaranteed that through the practice of Satipatthana meditation, one can overcome these physical suffering. Ordinary form of pains, aches, can be overcome by Satipatthana meditation. Satipatthana meditation is one and only sure way to overcome the physical suffering. There can also be suffering in the mind. And the suffering in the mind is also overcome by Satipatthana meditation. In one's life, if all the physical suffering and mental suffering are removed, there will only be the good that are left. When a person is afflicted with some kind of illness, there are pains, aches, and when the person gets painkillers, the pain is relieved for a certain time, but still the pain comes back. When there is physical pain, the person also tends to get distressed and frustrated. Buddha gave guaranteed that Satipatthana meditation is sure way to overcome physical suffering and mental suffering. So in order to overcome physical suffering, one should practice Satipatthana meditation, which is one and only sure way. In order to overcome mental suffering, one should practice Satipatthana meditation, which is one and only sure way. And there is no other way. The sixth benefit is Nyayasa Adhigamaya. The Satipatthana practice is the sure way to realize Nibbana, the total cessation. In order to overcome gross, medium, and refined form of defilements, Satipatthana meditation is the most important way of practice. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one can prevent the gross form of defilements. One is able to suppress and weaken the medium form of defilements, and one can totally uproot the latent, dormant defilements. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one is sure to fulfill Pobhabhagamagga preliminary path. And by practicing further, one will reach the destination where one can totally eradicate all the defilements. Through the practice of Satipatthana, one will attain Ariyamagga, the noble path. In this way, by practicing Satipatthana meditation, one fulfills Pobhabhagamagga preliminary path. By fulfilling Pobhabhagamagga preliminary path, Ariyamagga, the noble path, arises as the benefit of the practice. So if one follows the straight path, then one is sure to reach the destination, and one is sure to gain the benefits. Buddha guaranteed these benefits of Satipatthana meditation. It is important to remove the gross, medium, and refined form of defilements, because 100% of sufferings are caused by defilements. All the sufferings that are encountered by the beings are caused by defilements. By removing the defilements, the sufferings will also come to an end. The person who does not find the way of practice, or even if he or she knows the way, but if he or she does not practice accordingly, or if the person is practicing other wrongful practices, the defilements will not be removed. Not removing the defilements, there will still be suffering, and the suffering will not come to an end so long as the defilements are not removed. As it is said that 100% of suffering are caused by defilements. At the moment the defilements are arising, it is burning and dirty. And indulging in these defilements, the person becomes inferior, degraded. His or her life is ruined by indulging in the defilements. The person who needs to, who wants to remove the defilements needs to practice Satipatthana meditation. That's why Buddha said, Nyaya sa adhikamaya. The person who needs to remove the defilement stage by stage should follow the path of Satipatthana practice. There are two ways of, there are two parts of removing the defilements, raga, dosa, moha, that have been following throughout the round of existences. First one is removing, abandoning the defilements, and the second is extinguishing the defilements. By fulfilling Pobhabhagamaka preliminary path, one weakens the defilements. And through Ariyamaka, the noble path, one removes and abandons the defilements. Ariyamaka, the noble path, removes the defilements by Sammojjheda, removing, abandoning. It is compared to putting out the fire so that the fire will no longer burn. Even though the fire is put out, there is still heat left. So in order to cool down the heat, one should sprinkle more water to cool the heat that has been left by the fire. The pala, Ariya pala, the noble path, is just like spraying water in order to cool down the heat. So in this way, Ariya Magga put out the fire, whereas the pala cool down the heat that has been left by the fire. Nibbanasa Satchikaranathaya, in order to attain the Ariya pala, the noble path, Satipatthana meditation is one and only sure way. In the Buddha Sasana, there is Nibbana, the total cessation. It is the kind of happiness where no feeling or sensation is involved. Buddha taught that such kind of the true happiness exists, which is Nibbana. In order to attain this true happiness, Nibbana, one realizes the true happiness, Nibbana, by developing Ariya Magga, the noble path, and Ariya Phala, the noble fruition. The Satipatthana mind cannot realize Nibbana, but by practicing Satipatthana completely, one realizes Nibbana through cultivating Magga and Phala, path and fruition. So in order to remove and abandon defilements, one has to cultivate Ariya Magga, the noble path, and in order to extinguish the defilements, one should cultivate Ariya Phala, the noble fruition. Satipatthana meditation is one and only sure way to cultivate Ariya Magga and Phala. In the Satipatthana Sutta, before Buddha explained the way of practice, Buddha firstly mentioned the seven benefits of Satipatthana practice. It is because Buddha wanted to encourage the people who have not tasted the Satipatthana. So in order to encourage them, Buddha, first of all, mentioned the seven benefits. By knowing the benefits of Satipatthana practice, one will understand the virtue of the Dhamma, and based on one's knowledge, what is probable, one will come to acceptance and one will build up faith and confidence. Faith and confidence will be awakened. If one does not know the benefits of practice, one will not have faith and confidence in the practice. Understanding the benefits of Satipatthana practice, one cultivates sadha, faith and confidence, and one will have the jhanda, the desire to gain these benefits, and the person will find the way to gain these benefits. Having the strong desire to gain these benefits of practice, one will learn the method of practice, and one will practice diligently, courageously, until one gains these benefits. In order to gain the benefits of practice, one comes to the meditation center where there are teachers who can guide the way. And under the guidance and instructions, the person will be able to practice diligently, courageously, without regard to one's body and life. So Buddha mentioned these seven benefits of Satipatthana practice so that by understanding the benefits, the person will awaken his or her faith and confidence, and there will be strong desire to gain these benefits that will lead the person to practice with courageous effort in the practice. By knowing the benefits of Satipatthana practice, one will understand that Satipatthana meditation is essential for everyone, and one understand the factors what makes Satipatthana meditation essential for everyone, and one will give priority to Satipatthana practice. Having faith and confidence, there will be a strong desire to gain these benefits of practice, and one is able to give up the sensual pleasure in order to seek the guaranteed kind of happiness through the practice. Cherishing the Dhamma happiness that excels many times than the worldly happiness, one will practice Satipatthana meditation diligently, courageously, without having regard to one's body and life. And he or she will not be practicing in an easygoing manner. Practicing diligently, courageously, the person will be a role model yogi that other people will be happy to see such kind of yogi. And there should be courageous effort in the practice. One should practice based on sadha, faith and confidence, chanda, strong desire, and based on these faith and confidence and desire, practicing diligently, the mind will be sustained on the object and mindfulness, sati, develops. And samadhi, concentration, develops. The noting mind fall calm, collected on the object. As the noting mind becomes concurrent with the object, one discerns and panya, knowledge, is developed. In this way, having good foundation of sadha, faith and confidence, chanda, strong desire, viriya, effort, then other mental strength will also be cultivated. So in order for them to have good foundation, Buddha taught this Satipatthana Sutta to the audience, and Saraji is explaining the seven benefits of Satipatthana practice, so that by hearing the virtues, by hearing the benefits, one will build up sadha, faith and confidence, which will enable the person to practice with courageous effort, and the person will be cultivating the mental strength within a short time. And Saraji explained this for almost an hour, so that yogis will be cultivating faith and confidence, practicing diligently, courageously, and that will enable the person to cultivate the mental strength within a short time. So may you all be able to practice with faith and confidence, practicing diligently, courageously, while you have time here, noting every single second. And Saraji strongly encourages the yogi to practice diligently, courageously, every single second. And this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu.